Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are on Parashat Chayei Sarah. And regarding the election day, today we have the election, so vote, not vote, yes vote. Even if you, let's say, not so involved, each one of us has got the power when he votes to have an influence on what's happening in our town. And it's important. It's important to vote. It's important to vote and to vote for somebody who is going to do the things in the right way. But, okay, not everybody is voting. That's a fact. And the more there will be voting, the more influence we'll have on what's happening around us.
We are... As somebody says, I'm going to vote so that Meretz isn't getting. If the Chassel Chalila Meretz gets in, we'll have Ranana full of Arabs.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam she'akol ni'ah
b'dvaro.
Amen. What do you say to that?
This is one of the ideas of voting, because you have to vote, so at least you give power to the right side and not to the wrong side.
You hope to the right side.
Yeah, well, of course we're hoping. No, but the thing is that you have what we say. You see, especially us, when we are keeping the mitzvahs, we are religious, we have to be very careful about what we're doing, especially if you vote for somebody who is going to do things against the religion, it's a problem. So if you're voting for somebody who is going for the religion, so at least, even if it's not the best, and unfortunately I must say, I don't see nobody the best in politics, because the best people that get there, they got corrupt anyway. And it's not a very nice place to be, but there are people who are doing it. And we want to try to have an influence, at least on the religious side of our life, because otherwise we will have things going on in our streets that we don't want to see them. And this is not a matter of politics, it's a matter of keeping our way of life in the best way we can. We're not against nobody, but we have to vote for God, for us. Vayu Chayei Sarah, we're talking about Sarah Imenu. By the way, I think it's the only place where there is exact details about a woman age, Sarah Imenu. I don't think there is any other woman in the Bible that it's written her age, and definitely not the way it's written here. But the idea is that sometimes the Torah reveals us to a secret, something that's inside the Torah, and it is a lesson for the whole Torah. As a lot of people think that the description of Sarah, Vayu Chayei Sarah, 100 Shana, Ve'Esrim Shana, Ve'Sheva Shanim, Shnei Chayei Sarah. First of all, Shana, 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 again and again. Then, her age is 127. So say, Sarah Imenu lived 127 years. No, 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years. Why do you say it this way? What is the idea?
Because she had the baby at 100.
And yeah, but one of the reasons, that there are three periods of time. The thing is, there are a lot of midrashim on what's going here with Sarah Imenu. The truth is, that when we go to Avraham Avinu, exactly the same thing is written, but nobody noticed it. Okay, so we got involved also in the election.
Okay.
Let's go to Sarah. We're talking about Avraham Avinu, and look what's written. It's Avraham Avinu, and a lot of people don't even realize that it's written like this: Shnei Chayei Avraham Asher Chay, 100 Shana, 70 Shana, ve'Chamesh Shanim. He lived 175 years. And here again, the Torah is not telling us he lived 175 years, but 100 years, 70 years, and 5 years. So this is one of the most interesting things, that people start a parsha with Sarah Imenu, and they talk so much about the way it's divided the years, but nobody talks about Avraham Avinu. So this is, what do you say, aflaya gavrit. If we're talking about discrimination, this is discrimination to the male side. But again, the Torah is equal to everybody. The Torah wants to tell
voting
us...
Voting is up in the Hebrew library.
Close the door.
Okay. So, it's the Torah wants to show us the connection, first of all, between Avram and Sarah Imenu. The connection between them, it was like they were one. And that's the whole idea of marriage in the Jewish tradition. It's not like we are two individuals and that's it. We are two individuals that now are together as one. And the idea here is to show us that men and women are equal in this way. In other words, when we're talking about being equal, it doesn't mean that we do the same. It doesn't mean we have the same talent. That's unfortunately misunderstanding of the whole idea of being equal. Because you cannot be equal 100% exactly as the others, because everybody's got different talents, different attitudes, and different,
thinking, everything.
And a woman is a woman and a man is a man. But it doesn't mean that the Torah reacts to a man more than to a woman. We see that Avraham Avinu is being told, listen to your wife. She in prophecy is even bigger than Avraham Avinu. But through the Torah, mostly we meet prophets male, not female. We have Dvorah HaNeviah, but there are very few. Why? Because there is a certain job that a woman has to do and a certain job that a man has to do. And mostly the woman job is behind the scene. She is not in front. She is behind. Why? That's the way God built us. And by the way, as I say always, each one of us has got inside male and female genes, whatever you call it. In other words, and you can see it. You see, sometimes women are very like, instead of being feminine, they are masculine. And you see men that are feminine. And you know, everybody automatically, oh, he's gay. Who told you he's gay? I know quite a few people that are very feminine and they're not gay at all. There's nothing to do with it. And this is exactly the point that here we can learn it. That we see the same description with Sarah and Avram, but everybody talks here in our parsha on Sarah and nobody talks about Avram. While it's very clear that it's the same idea. So what is the idea? We want to know what's the idea. Okay, the idea, says Rashi, a midrash, that Sarah Imenu was at the age of 100, like at the age of 20 regarding sin. And at the age of 20, like the age of 7 regarding beauty. But this is not exactly right. Because when we're talking about sin, when you're in the age of 100, you, let's say, more or less don't care about a lot of things that are connected with sin. But at the age of 20, you're full with hormones and things and you want to do things. And this is where the Yetzer Hara is in his full power. So it has to be opposite, not like this. And we're talking about beauty. She was beautiful at the age of 20, like she was beautiful at the age of 7. When is the beauty of a woman? At the age of 20, not the age of 7. So what is the Torah trying to tell us? The Torah is telling us a very simple thing. Torah is telling us, you didn't understand. The idea is, at the age of 100, you don't care about Yetzer Hara. And Sarah Imenu, at the age of 20, didn't care about sinning the same way as she was at the age of 100. She had the power to control Yetzer Hara. The same thing is with beauty. Sarah Imenu, at the age of 20, where all your hormones are working, she was like the age of 7, not caring about her beauty. And she was one of the most beautiful women in the world. And we see all what she went through. This king wanted her, the other king wanted her, and all those things, all those tests, and she didn't care about this. There is another interesting thing, that when you dress, you get dressed at the age of 20, you look for the most nicest clothes you have. But at the age of 7, the parents normally dress the child with comfortable clothes regarding to what he does. Which, this is the way it should be all your life, but it doesn't happen like this. This is another lesson. So, we see that Sarah Imenu had this great power of controlling herself at any age. But the thing is, they say again in the beginning of our parsha in Chayei Sarah, ויהיו חיי שרה 100 שנה, 20 שנה, 7 שנים, שני חיי שרה. Again they say the years of Sarah, but you said it already. So שני is first of all like שניים, two. We talk closer here of the עולם הזה and עולם הבא. We're talking also about שיננתם, to do something again and again, or working in this world in order to achieve the next world. And this is חיי שרה. This is why the parsha is calling Chayei Sarah and not the death of Sarah. Because the whole parsha is talking about Sarah being buried. She died. So why is the parsha called Chayei Sarah, the life of Sarah? Because first of all, tzaddikim, even when they death, they are really considered alive. But the most important thing is that our real life is not here. It's in the next world. And this is Chayei Sarah. If you're thinking about real life, here is only preparations. Here we prepare ourselves to get to the next world. And Sarah Imenu prepared herself. And in a minute we see how good she did it. So Shnei Chayei Sarah means, says Rashi also, Shavim Letova. They all were good. Good in the meaning of what? She kept the mitzvahs all her life. And this is very problematic. There is a midrash, I hope I'll find it here. רבי עקיבא היה יושב ודורש, והציבור מתנמנם. רבי עקיבא, great רבי עקיבא, is giving a lesson, giving a drosha. And his תלמידים מתנמנם, they are sleeping. Imagine yourself, רבי עקיבא is teaching, and the תלמידים, the students are half asleep. So, ביקש לעוררם, he wanted to wake them up. אמר, and he said, מה ראתה אסתר שתמלוך על 27 ומאה מדינה? What did Esther see that she ruled 127 countries? אלא, what's the reason? תבוא אסתר, אסתר שהייתה בת ביתה, she was the great, 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 great child of שרה אמנו, שהייתה קוף וחף וזיין, she was the age of 127, ותמלוך על 127 countries. In other words, the Midrash compares the 127 states that Esther Amalka ruled as the queen to the 127 years of Sarah Imenu. What's the connection? And I'm sorry to tell you, was Esther all the only descendants of Sarah Imenu? And how do you wake up the students with a story like this? What's going on here? They say, Eshet Chayil, there are a lot of ideas. One of the ideas, main ideas is that Eshet Chayil is written on Sarah Imenu. And in this Eshet Chayil is written, ותקום בעוד לילה ותיתן טרף לביתה וחוק לנערותיה. She woke up in the middle of the night and she gave, what is טרף? טרף is food. She provided her home with food and טרף לנערותיה. What is טרף? טרף is also a kind of food. So, no, טרף is also in a way, food or parnoso, whatever you call it. And what is Narotea? Yeah. What is Narotea? To her girls? But Narotea is also youth. Narut, the age of youth. Says the Chatam Sofer that what's written here is that Sarah Imenu woke up in the night not only to provide her home right now, but also to provide the years of her youth, which she was not obliged to keep the mitzvahs. Because only from the age of 12, you keep the mitzvahs and you get reward. In other words, before the age of 12, it's nothing. And a baby the age of 1 does mitzvahs, or 2, also not. So how can we say that all her years were full with mitzvahs? Now we understand how. She was, what she did. At night, she was filling up for the years that she couldn't do mitzvahs. And now we understand how a midrash like this can wake up the Talmidim for Rabbi Akiva. He says, look at Sara Imeinu. In the night, she did mitzvahs for the day. And you in the middle of the day are sleeping. And there is Chatam Sofer, is it the son of him, the Ktav Sofer, I think. He says another interesting idea about it. He says, what is the connection? We said another question. What is the connection between 127 years to 170 countries? So he says like this. 170 years is 170 countries. So what is a month?
30 days.
A town. And what is... again, you have this is an equation: 127 against 127 years. In other words, every year is a state. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if I take this equation and I try to do a little more with this, so if a year is a state, a month is a town, a week is a building, a day is a flat, and a minute is a room. So he says, now look at yourself, what you're missing. Because every minute in this world, if you do a mitzvah, you've got a room. And every hour, you've got a flat. And every day, you have a town. And every year, you have a state. That's the 127 years of the working that Sara Imeinu did in keeping the mitzvahs. And against this, Esther Amalka controlled 127 years. This is also a way to wake up somebody who sleeps in the middle of the day. Says you.
Does it say that Esther Amalka had a lot of influence on Ahasuerus?
Of course she had. We see it in the Megillah.
Also,
you have to understand to approach Ahasuerus. It must not. It's not like today. You're talking about a king that controlled 127 countries. Nobody could get near him. You have to think about the guarding and everything. And even, and you know, you lived in a period of time where kings were killed, poisoned, and killed in a lot of ways. So he was guarded very well. And even his wife, which by the way was one of who knows how many other women he had, because she was the queen, but he had a lot of other women. Now, she couldn't come to him just if she wanted to. He had to call her, as is written in the Megillah. Now, she risks her life when she approaching the king without being called. In other words, if the king is in a bad mood and he sees Esther Amalka, and she wasn't Polish, I don't think so, but anyway, he sees her and he says, oh, what does she want from me now? What's wrong? Go away. Go away means cut her head off. That's what it was. It's what nothing else. We see how he killed Vashti in 1 minute. So, when Ahasuerus sees Esther Amalka, he is under her control. She can do with him whatever she wants. And we see, she invites him twice to a party.
Yeah.
One with Haman. And we see what's happening. In other words, Esther Amalka had a lot of influence of Ahasuerus. And the real truth is... So Esther Amalka... it's not even controlling. You see, when you're a couple, that's exactly what we see here. You know, he said the son of Esther Amalka was Koresh, who built the Beit HaMikdash. It's not he was Jewish, if you think about it. People don't talk about it, but if she is Jewish, in other words, her children are Jewish.
No.
So you're talking about this kingdom of 127 states that is controlled by a Jew. Because Koresh was the king afterwards, and he was Jewish, because his mother was Jewish. It's like here, we don't talk about Avram at the age that he was exactly described, the description is exactly as Sara Imeinu. We understand what it was with Sara. We understand that the power of Sara Imeinu. We understand the beauty of the Midrash that we just now read about what is 120, what people can do. So in America, in the States, you say, time is money. We say time is Torah. You know, sometimes people go, did you see, you know prices of watches. Mm-hmm. You know, Fatak Philippe, for example. You can, $500,000 can cost. $300,000. The cheap one are $20,000. I don't think if there is anything less than $10,000. Rolex also. $20,000, $50,000, $80,000, $100,000. And people go and buy a watch for $500,000. And what is the watch really for?
To show off.
Show time. Not to show off, exactly. That's exactly the point. Instead of using the time in the right way, they buy something, waste the money on it, that shows you the time, and which is a waste of time. Because instead of putting all this money in doing good things, they put it in a watch. And this is the funny thing of life, because the time is so important, because we are here and only for a very short time. And at this time, when Sarah Imenu is talking about 127 years being used totally for the best, and even if we, let's say, that's what we're learning here, even if there are years you didn't do it right, so you can do it to fix it today. And that's the idea, to understand and really. Vatakom be'od laila, vatiten teref le'beta v'chok l'narota. She woke up in the night in order not to only provide for this world, now for her family, but for what she didn't use, for the days that she couldn't do mitzvahs. Now let's go to Avraham Avinu.
I just really wanted to say something. Hasidic friend of mine said to me, in this world, you should try and do as many mitzvahs as possible, because once you pass on to the next world, you cannot do any more mitzvahs.
That's it, finished. Mi she'tarach be'erev Shabbat, yochal be'Shabbat. If you prepare before Shabbos, you've got something to eat on Shabbos. If you don't prepare, you've got nothing to eat. The same is with the Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Now, Avraham Avinu, the same description, to tell us also, if we want to be specific, the same idea, that Avraham Avinu also, in any age, he did what he had to do. And said, call Avraham Avinu, Baba Yamim. Avraham Avinu, Zaken, Baba Yamim. He's old, Baba. What is Baba Yamim? What is Baba Yamim? How you translate Baba Yamim in English? Avraham Zaken Baba Yamim.
You see it on this side.
Yeah, the problem is that Avraham. And Avraham. And Avraham was old. Well on in his in years. Well on in years, meaning old.
Oh. Yeah.
But Baba Yamim is... What is Ba? Is coming or going. Ba Yamim is days. Mm-hmm. How does this even got to do with being old? Well in his years. Okay, well is not Ba.
We are all old.
One beautiful explanation is that Avraham Avinu used every age in the right way. You know, sometimes we have those memories. Oh, I wish I was young, I could do this and could do that. Avraham Avinu never had those ideas. He used every age at the best. In other words, there is an age where you've got powers to do things. He did what he could. There is age where your mind is more in control, so because the older we get, normally, if we're doing going the right way, the way of the Torah, the wiser we get. And the older we get, we look at life in a different way. So, in other words, we have more knowledge. So we can use this knowledge. So if you're using every age in the right way, that's what God wants us to do. That is Baba Yamim. This is the power to go every day according to the day, to the current situation, according to your age. This is like last year. By the way, next week I'm not going to be here. I'm going to Elat again with this bridge group. I don't play bridge, by the way.
China. Yes. China.
No, not China this time. Last year when we've been there, you see in Elat, a lot of strange people, you have...
Yeah.
And you see, sometimes we see this old guy with the cuckoo and tattoos. Yeah. And you know, you have a pity on this guy. I said, well, what, you're an age of 18, really? You are nearly 80 or 90, and you're going like trying to look like young. Like he goes with this shirt. It looks like a comedy. So I wouldn't call it comedy. I would call it, how do you say it? And from the other side, you see those little girls going half naked. They've got nothing to show anyway. But this attitude, it's a Michigan world. It's a Michigan world. Yeah. And this exactly, act according to your age. That's what Avraham Avinu is telling us. Avraham Zaken Baba Yamim. He is old with wisdom, and he comes in the days. He gets every day in the proper way, according to the age, according to the situation. You know, when you go sometimes to an old age home, which is with people that are, let's say, not religious, got nothing to do with spiritual life, you will see a lot of people just sitting, looking at the walls, or, I don't know, counting bus, I don't know what. When you go to an old age home where there are people that are spiritual, you see them all vital. They're alive. They're learning, they do mitzvahs, they do things. This is the power that we have. But if you neglect this thing all your years, you have a problem. And that's the power that we have to keep. You have to, in every age is the beauty of the age. In every age. And thinking about, getting close to ending our life. You're getting close to begin your life. Elo chayei Sarah. That's the real life. And if we have this belief, we understand and realize that every age has the beauty of it. And if we do our job, we are only going to get rewarded and get the most out of it. And this is the big lesson of Chayei Sarah. Use life, use time in the right way. Use time to do good. Use time to do and enjoy your life. Enjoy your life in any stage you are. If you're young, if you're old, if you're here, if you're there, because wherever God puts us, there is good to do. And Bezrat Hashem, hopefully we will have the ability to do it. Yes, sorry.
Why do we say Ad Meve Esrim?
Because of the age of Moses.
Because after the Mabul, before the Mabul, we lived to 900 years.
Mabul.
The flood.
The flood.
Before the flood, okay. When you remember what were 600, 800, 900. After the flood, it ended, and God shortened our life. So the normal, by the way, it's every year now, it's getting higher.
Yeah.
Because it used to be 70, 80 years, and now it's getting higher and higher. So at that time, it says 120, because 120, nobody got there. So they said, Ad Mea Vesrim.
No.
I normally say, Ad Mea Kmo Besrim. The same word written in Sarah Imenu. Mea Vesrim. 200 like 20.
Yes.
We have the power and the abilities of 20 at the age of 100. That's what's written in Ryan Chaim. Ele Chaye Sarah, Mea Shana, Vesrim Shana. Mea Vesrim. So, it depends on how you look at it. But it's a figure of speech. It's a figure of speech. But because nobody lives to 120. But the idea, why was this really so reduced? Because the Or HaChaim HaKadosh brings a brief about, to say it very quickly, brings a mashal. He said this king gave his servants diamonds, raw diamonds, that they have to do them, cut them and shine them. And he gave them a lot. Like, let's say, hundreds of thousands of them. And at the end, they didn't do anything. They did only a few. So he killed them. They didn't do the job. So now, the new one, he gave them much less stones to do in order for them to have the ability to at least do something. It's the same thing as with our years. In the beginning, he gave people 900 years. Instead of doing good, what did they do?
Till
God had to bring a flood and raise the whole thing. So God afterwards says, you know what, I'm not going to give them 900 years. I'm going to give them 120 years. In 120 years, it's less. So they don't have a hard job. Not a job that's going on for 900 years. A job that goes on for 120 years. 120 years, it's much less. In other words, like this king, he gave his servant this time much less raw diamonds in order for them to do them. So in other words, that it's not for our for bad, it's for good. It's like the one of us says, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, he wanted to give Am Yisrael merit, זכויות, יפיקח ירבה להם תורה המצוות, he gave them a lot of mitzvahs. And one of us said, sorry, give me one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. If you're giving more mitzvahs, it's difficult. He said, that's not the idea. The idea is that God wants you to do at least a few mitzvahs in a right way. So if he gives you one and two, and you cannot do them, you have a problem. But if he gives you a big variety of mitzvahs, you can choose those that you can do. So is it better or worse? It's better. The idea is we have to try and go in the way of God. And as we said, Chayei Sara is teaching us that we can use all the years for the good. And it doesn't matter what is our age. In every age is the beauty of the age and the power to do what we have. But we have to have the wisdom and use our seichel, use our mind in order to do the right things in the eyes of God.